From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. July 22nd. 10 stories. 1 trial. 3 reviews. 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Stat. Stat Plus. More workers hate their jobs, but keep them for the health insurance. So I was reading about this thing called job lock, which is when people stay in jobs they don't like just because they don't want to lose their health insurance. It's been a problem in the US workforce for a while, especially for people with health issues who are worried about losing their benefits if they switch jobs or start their own business. A recent survey of over 2,000 employed people found that almost a quarter of workers want to leave their current job, but won't, because they want to keep their health benefits. That's a pretty big increase from 2021, when about 16% of workers felt this way. It's worth noting that this survey is just one snapshot of the issue, but it suggests that job lock is still a significant problem for many people. I think it's interesting that the percentage of workers who feel this way has gone up, and it makes me wonder what's driving that change. The survey doesn't give us a lot of information about the people who are experiencing job lock, but it does suggest that it's a widespread issue that affects a lot of workers. It's not just people with serious health problems who are worried about losing their benefits. It's also people who just don't want to take the risk of losing their insurance. Overall, the survey provides some insight into the problem of job lock, but it's just one study, and we'd need to see more research to fully understand the issue. Still, it's an important reminder that health insurance is a major concern for many workers, and it can have a big impact on their career choices. Next, second, from Plateful Health. Are products made with avocado oil worth the price tag? A recent study tested 54 products labeled as made with avocado oil, and found that 89% of them didn't match the chemical profile of authentic avocado oil. The researchers tested 2 samples from different production lots of each product, including 14 types of chips, 7 mayonnaise products, and 6 salad dressings. The results showed that 93% of the chip samples, 100% of the salad dressing samples, and 71% of the mayonnaise samples didn't match the chemical profile of avocado oil. However, it's worth noting that the researchers only tested 2 samples of each product, which may not be enough to draw conclusions. The study also suggests that the adulteration could have happened upstream, meaning the avocado oil purchased by the companies may have already been adulterated. The researchers did test 20 samples of olive oil products and found that 19 of them matched the chemical profile of authentic olive oil. This suggests that olive oil may be a better choice for those looking for a healthier option in processed foods. Up next, third, from Science Daily Health. Coffee may protect your heart, but energy drinks could harm it. For most adults, a daily caffeine habit may be safer for the heart than many people assume. A new American Heart Association review found that up to 400 milligrams of caffeine a day, roughly 3 to 5 cups of regular black coffee, is generally safe and may even be linked to lower risks of heart disease, stroke, heart failure, and type 2 diabetes. And then, fourth, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. Skill regression in autism and ADHD. Understanding and addressing this painful phenomenon. I'm glad you asked. What you're describing lines up with what research calls skill regression in autistic and ADHD brains, especially when the usual masking effort drops or burnout builds up. The evidence comes from several longitudinal studies that track adults with neurodivergent profiles. They consistently note that periods of intense output or stress can temporarily blunt language fluency and executive planning, then rebound once the pressure eases. In your case, the sudden stumble with writing emails and texts matches the language processing dip many neurodivergent folks notice after long stretches of high demand. It's not a permanent decline. It's a reversible slowdown that often shows up alongside fatigue, anxiety, or reduced sleep. The follow-up trouble with timing and travel planning is a classic executive function hit. Your brain's project manager gets overloaded and starts misestimating how long things will take. What tends to help is giving the system a break, scaling back workload, building in predictable routines, and allowing yourself time to recover without judgment. Some people find structured mask breaks. Deliberately letting go of the effort to appear neurotypical restores their natural rhythm. If the pattern repeats or worsens, a clinician familiar with autism and ADHD can tailor strategies like cognitive behavioral tools or medication adjustments to keep the regression from becoming chronic. So, think of it as a temporary dip rather than a permanent loss. By recognizing the burnout signal early, you can tweak your schedule, lean on support, and let the skills flow back in their own time. Next, fifth from Tell Me Three Good Things, 21st July 2026. Three good things. A lovely start to the week. A recent study on gratitude practices found that focusing on small, everyday moments, like the sound of rain or a good dinner, can have a positive impact on mental well-being. The study, a small observational one, looked at participants who kept gratitude journals and found that they experienced reduced symptoms of anxiety and depression. It's worth noting that the study didn't establish causality, but it does suggest that incorporating gratitude into daily life might be a helpful strategy for managing stress. Up next, sixth, from the MCS community by Mast Cell 360, histamine intolerance versus mast cell activation syndrome. What's the difference? Mast cell activation syndrome, or MCAS, is a condition where mast cells release mediators like histamine too readily, often triggered by foods, stress, or infections. The evidence comes from case series and expert consensus rather than large trials, so we treat it as a clinically observed pattern rather than a fully quantified disease. Histamine intolerance, by contrast, isn't about mast cells at all. It's an enzymatic issue. Most people lack enough diamine oxidase to break down dietary histamine. Small crossover studies show that low histamine diets can ease symptoms for those with this deficiency. Both conditions share bloating, headaches, flushing, and fatigue, which is why they're easy to mix up. The key clinical clue is timing. MCAS reactions often flare minutes after a trigger, while histamine intolerance symptoms tend to appear a few hours after a high histamine meal. Practical steps. For MCAS, clinicians may try mast cell stabilizers or antihistamines. For histamine intolerance, a low histamine diet and possibly DAO supplements are the usual first moves. Monitoring response helps fine-tune the approach for each person. And then, seventh, from Healthful Radiance, your guide to Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard feels like a gentle reset. We stayed at Menemsha Inn, where the hotel's beach passes opened up Lucy Vincent and Squibnocket, private stretches with cliffs and tide pools that felt almost secret. Mornings began with coffee at Alia's. Matcha and gluten-free toast are a must. Then wandering Oak Bluff's waterfront and Edgartown's boutique shops. Lunches at Toko Puro and behind the bookstore offered fresh pastries and a relaxed vibe, while the lobster rolls from Menemsha Fish Market turned a rainy evening into a cozy, pajama-filled feast. The farm stands, especially the Goldbud peaches at North Tisbury, provided sweet, local flavor that lingered long after we left. Next, 8th from Rue Girl, my summer beauty staples. I've got a rundown of the beauty products that are making my summer routine a whole lot easier. First up, I'm relying on lightweight products that stay put and look natural. For setting my makeup, I'm using the Charlotte Tilbury Airbrush Flawless Hydrating and Waterproof Setting Spray. When I need more coverage, I'm reaching for the Estee Lauder Double Wear Stay in Place Foundation. Concealer-wise, the NARS concealer is a quick and easy application that's perfect for brightening up my under-eye area. For a natural-looking flush, I'm loving the Rode Blush and the Milani Rose Powder Blush. They're both buildable and give a gorgeous, glowy finish. To add some warmth to my face, I'm using the Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Contour Wand. And for a highlighter that's not too glittery, the Smashbox X Becker Shimmering Skin Perfector Pressed Highlighter is my go-to. When it comes to my lips, I'm using the Makeup Forever Artist Color Pencil Long-Lasting Lip Liner and the Fenty Beauty Trace It Out Pencil Lip Liner. And for a glossy finish, the Fenty Beauty Gloss Bomb Universal Lip Gloss Luminizer is a must-have. I'm also relying on a few hair and body products to keep me looking and feeling my best in the summer heat. The Shark Flex Style Air Styling and Drying System is a game-changer for easy styling, and the Beach Waver B Series gives me effortless beach waves. For hydrated skin, I'm using the Aveeno Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion, and the Way Leave-In Conditioner is a lifesaver for smoothing and detangling my hair. And finally, the Color Wow Dream Coat helps keep my hair looking smoother and more polished in the humidity. Up next, 9th from Endpoints Pharma. Trump pledges new tariffs for generic drugs not made in the US. So, there's a new proposal from the president to impose tariffs on generic drugs not made in the US. If a company doesn't manufacture those medicines here, they could face up to 200% tariffs. This would essentially make it more expensive for those companies to sell their products in the US. The idea is to encourage domestic production, but the impact on patients and the overall healthcare system is still unclear. It's worth noting that this is a pretty significant move, and it's not entirely clear how it would work in practice. The proposal is still in its early stages, so we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.